And we heard her say officials want people out of the roads. Well, several were struck by plows. One man was plowed in his car. At least 31 people died, and their legacy, some horrible reminders about snow. A mother and her children sat in a running car to watch the rest of the family shovel, but the car tailpipe was blocked by snow. She and one child died as the odorless carbon monoxide backed up into the car. A 44-year-old Capitol Police officer, Vernon Alston, who is well known, he'd served for nearly 20 years, died shoveling, as did at least 10 people over the weekend. So why does that happen? Dr. Lawrence Phillips is a cardiologist with the NYU Langone Medical Center. Dr. Phillips, there are forecasters here in New England who refer to heavy wet snow as heart attack snow. What is it about shoveling?
Well, a couple of things about shoveling will increase the risk of heart attacks. The first is that the work that's required to shovel snow can be tremendous, and people often underestimate the amount of work that they'll be doing. The second is we can't underestimate the importance and the impact that the cold weather has on the body. We'll see that the arteries supplying blood will squeeze or constrict. And that, along with the fact that the body's temperature decreases in the cold, can increase your risk of having a heart attack.
Right. Well, and also, when you go out and start shoveling, you start shoveling. There's no warm-up.
Absolutely. Shoveling snow is not typical exercise. And unfortunately, we see a lot of people aren't doing exercise to begin with. So they use the shoveling snow as a one-time event to be physically active, and that's wrought with issues.
Yeah. And who is affected? I mean, we heard one cardiologist say nobody under 55 should shovel snow. So is it somebody who's just older, or can young people have an underlying heart condition and only find it out when they go to shovel?
What we find is that because of the amount of work that goes into shoveling, sometimes undiagnosed problems can come up as well. But in general, what I tell people is to know your limits and know your activity. So somebody who has not been exercising over months, the snowstorm is not the day to start doing exercise again. The other thing that's very important with shoveling snow is to know your limits, but also to recognize symptoms. So chest pain, shortness of breath, feeling winded, those are not symptoms that you should try to work through. But rather, it's important to stop if you feel anything abnormal.
Yeah. The BBC is also reporting that circadian rhythms make people more susceptible to heart attacks from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., and that's when people are shoveling.
There are lots of other factors that are going to increase heart disease and heart attacks. What I find is the symptom of, or actually the effect of heavy exertion is really increasing people's risk. In addition, the blood pressure is going up. So somebody who has risk factors for heart disease that might not be as well controlled, they're going to be even more out of whack.
Right. Well, meanwhile, they also report about a 91-year-old who shoveled all weekend, and he said, look, I want to do it, so I just use a very small shovel. So he's not working that hard. Dr. Lawrence Phillips of NYU Langone Medical Center on the number of heart attacks this past weekend and how you can avoid them. Dr. Phillips, thank you.
Thank you very much.